The 1970s gospel song Power is the muse for a new show celebrating the works of African-American women from the mid-19th century to today. The artwork on view was all created as a means of resistance, both in a pointed way or merely by existing in the face of persecution. KCRW's very own art critic Hunter Drohojoska Philp is here now with her review for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Larry.
So there are 37 black women whose art is on display at this show. Is that unusual for a commercial gallery?
It certainly is. And this is a large gallery right across from LACMA, so there's enough room for all of them to be represented and attractively presented as well, I might point out. But usually you would see a theme show like this in a museum.
So tell us about some of the work that stood out to you.
Well, the idea is that it's sort of an overview of the work presented by black American artists over a whole century, but most of it is modern and contemporary. And I think that that's really an important focus. There's painting, photography, sculpture, video. The older artists, I would say, from the 60s, say, or the 70s, are also nicely represented because they'll show a work from that time and then maybe a little bit of a later work. One of the most powerful pieces in the show is by Faith Ringgold. It's a well-known work. It's an American flag painted in a way that the stars and stripes, when seen from a certain angle, spell out a title that really can't be repeated on the radio, but it's so subversive and works so well. From 1969, she's a key figure of the feminist movement, the Black Power movement, and so just seeing that painting alone is worth going to see the show. There are a lot of other artists from that period, and then you have a good selection of sort of younger artists or emerging artists, and one whose work I like a lot is Bretta Youngblood. She's featured here by a great big sculpture of an X, like a Roman numeral X, that can be read that way, or it can be read as a piece of stripped-down modernist sculpture painted black, or as a signifier for Malcolm X, the great leader.
So did you get a sense of tenor in the gallery?
Yes. In fact, this is a gallery perfect for this show because the women who own the place are really well known for their support of women artists. This particular show, I liked the fact that the art involved wasn't so agenda-oriented. It has a social conscience. It has a place in the world on that level. But it's a lot of it's very self-confident. And the nice thing about visual art as opposed to words or music is that it's multivalent. It can be read on a number of different levels, interpreted in a number of different ways by each independent viewer. And that's the strength of much of the work on view in this show.
You know, as I understand it, a number of the artists featured at Power have their work on display at other galleries around town.
There's a show called Signifying Form at the Landing Gallery that features many of the same people. And then there's a show called Iconic Black Panther, which traces the influence of this 1970s group on the artists of the time and onwards. So, you know, it's in the air, you know, from politics, it's in the air, for social reasons, this is in the air, and the galleries, museums, and the artists themselves are responding.
Well, Power is on display at the Spruth Magers Gallery, which, if you haven't been there before, is right across the street from LACMA. You can see it through June 10th. And as Hunter just mentioned, a number of the artists featured at Spruth Magers are featured in other shows. Signifying Form at the Landing Gallery opens this Saturday. Black Panther at the Gregorio Escalante Gallery through April 8th. Hunter Drohojoska Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks so much.
Thanks, Larry.